Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, and this week we've got a bunch of new info on new anime from Crunchyroll for their summer 2024 lineup, specifically the July lineup starting from the 1st of July. So we've got a brand new list of anime. We've kind of hit that time where the spring lineup, such as Kaiju number 8, Bartender, all the kind of hit shows were so hyped, and now we're starting to get to the end of their run, and it's time for us to look at the new season of anime before we start to wrap up what we're watching and plan what we're going to be watching for the rest of summer, starting from the 1st of July. If you're like me, you like to kind of know what's coming up, what you can kind of save already, what to keep your eye out on, and kind of add it to a little bit of a calendar. Maybe you track when some of these anime come out, so you can kind of keep yourself a little bit organized with how you're going to entertain yourself with all your anime. And we all know there's so much anime to watch that sometimes can be really hard to kind of maintain the momentum with some of them. And if you're like me, you've got a list of anime longer than your arm that you have not finished. And yes, I'll do a bucket list update in just a second. You can see the poster behind me if you're watching it on YouTube. But I've made a little bit of progress, but we'll dive into that in very, very soon. I've got some anime that aren't on the bucket list, such as Kaiju number 8, Bartender, that I've yet to actually finish, but they'll be wrapping up very soon as part of the kind of wrap up for spring 2024 lineup. But let's dive into the bucket list update for this episode and we'll get started. So as part of the bucket list challenge this week, I made a load of headway on Parasite the Maxim. So Parasite has been one of those anime that I wanted to start for a huge amount of time, but never actually have. And those that know me, or if you're a fan of this podcast, maybe you've joined a few episodes or listened to the audio only episodes in the past, you'll know that I love all things spooky and horror, and this one has the perfect kind of mix of that weird sci-fi-ness, but also that kind of horror vibe as well. That some of those really typical tropes in there as well. A really, really great anime. I'm so close to finishing it and so close to scratching it off this poster. So super, super close. I'm on episode 20 of 24. So at the time of recording this, I'm like 4 episodes out. So really, really hope to be finishing that and scratching that off the poster very, very soon, and trying to start another one on the bucket list that's actually part of the challenge before I start another anime that's not actually on this poster, because I'm starting quite a few at the minute that I'm not actually in this bucket list. So I need to make a lot more headway. I need to be a lot more determined to finish this poster rather than actually just enjoying anime. I've been watching a lot of Delicious in Dungeon. That's got season 2 coming, so that's very, very exciting. And then I've been watching a lot of How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift, and I'm actually nearly very close on that one. I'm episode 9 out of 12, so again, very close, but that one's nowhere near even on this list. So it's a win, but it's not a scratch-off win. So I need to kind of get the momentum back and kind of get that done. I think this week, or the coming week, I need to try and make some progress on the films on that list. There'll be like the quick wins on this, but there are some huge, huge series on there, such as Dragon Ball, things like that. There are enormous series on there that I also need to make a lot more headway on. But let's see. We'll see how we go. But a little bit of an update from this week. Mainly Parasite being on episode 20 out of 24. So not loads of movement. Everything else has just not moved. I'm not going to lie. Nothing else on the bucket list has moved. But that one has moved a lot. So it's still a win. So like I said before, this episode is going to be all about the Crunchyroll Summer 2024 lineup starting from July. So I'll run through some of the episodes, some of the series that are coming to Crunchyroll in July. Run through some of my favourites, what I'm kind of looking forward to, what I'm the most excited for. And we'll dive into which ones maybe you should be looking out on, depending on what you already watch at the minute. So let's take a little break and then we'll dive straight into series number 1. Everyone, I just thought I'd hop in here real quick just to let you all know about my Etsy shop, Chibi Weeb Anime. Over on the Etsy shop, you'll find a bunch of anime goodies, including enamel pins, stationery, keyrings, jewellery, and a whole bunch more, all for you to add that anime aesthetic of your favourite characters or shows to any bag, clothing, or anything else around the house you'd like to add it to. Down in the show notes, you'll find the link to the shop where you can shop with free UK delivery or worldwide shipping options as well. That's Chibiweeb Anime over on Etsy. Happy shopping, and thank you for supporting the Etsy shop. So the summer lineup, like any other season on Crunchyroll, has that list of a few series that they like to highlight and really showcase them as their kind of season picks. And this time I'm surprised to see that there's actually not all that many on that list. It's quite a short list compared to when we looked at the spring summer one, where there was actually quite a chunky list to go with that. This time it's slightly more tailored, and it's actually a lot more returning series rather than new ones. But there are a lot of new simulcasts coming, so we'll dive into those a little bit later on. But the first one on the list is Tower of God Season 2, and Tower of God is one of those anime that, yet again, it's on my watch list, but I've never actually dived into it. But it's one that I think, from the trailer, it looks like it's not as dark as what I think it is, or what I think it should be. But it's one that I really do want to dive into. This one starts from July 7th. It's not got a time, like a dub time or a actual launch time. Some of them have like a specific time that they'll share. This one doesn't at the minute, but July 7th, so fairly early on in the month as well. So this one will be so hyped. The Tower of God has got such a good fandom. It's got such a good loving and community around it. So this one I think we'll see a lot of. This one I really hope to kind of dive into. I don't think it's on the poster. I don't think it's on my list anywhere, but it might be on just my actual save to watch list on Crunchyroll. But definitely one I would like to dive into. If this is one of your favourite anime, this is great news for Season 2. If you do love this, maybe tell me why, and then I'll see if I can dive into it sooner. Maybe as soon as I finish Parasite, maybe I can dive into Season 1, but maybe, let's see. But the second one is My Hero Academia Season 7. This is an anime that I actually dropped out of. I'm not going to lie, I'm going to get some hate for that, but I dropped off in Season 6, and I never really picked it back up, and I don't really know why. I don't have a good enough reason why, as to why I didn't pick this back up. I loved the first couple of series, but I couldn't stick with it quite as much. I really wish I could dive into it and kind of pick up. Maybe I can pick it back up, but this one starts again on Saturdays at 2:30 a.m. and the dub comes out at 1, so in the afternoon if you're watching the dub. But this one has so much hype again, and there's a lot of love for MHA, so great if you're a superhero fan. But the next of the returning series are That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime. Season 3 is coming as well, so that's super continuing. Exciting. Again, that's on my list. That one isn't high on my list, though, I have to say, although I know it has got a bunch of love, and it's so loved, but it's so fun. I do want to join this one. I love an isekai when it comes to anime, so I try not to watch too much of it, just from a point of view of sometimes you can get stuck in those kind of anime ruts, and I really don't want to get stuck in that. So this is on my list. It's not high up though, because I love an isekai, but I don't want to get stuck in that kind of continuing of just watching isekai all the time. This one is on Fridays at 8:30 a.m. for the Japanese original version, or the 2:30 p.m. for the dub. So there's only three more on this feature, like season picks from Crunchyroll, and the next one is Monogatari series and Often Monster season. This one really threw me, if I'm absolutely honest. I'd never heard of this anime, and when I watched the trailer for this, it was amazing, but it was also all over the place if you're like me and don't know the series. So this one comes out July 6th. Again, no time, but July 6th. But this one says Studio Shaft returns with more Monogatari, bringing new mysteries, twists, and unforgettable moments. This one I know nothing about. It does look very interesting, and the actual description there from Control doesn't actually tell you much at all. Neither does the trailer, if I'm honest. But this one is great if you're already a fan of this. This is one, again, I've never heard of, but one that looks like it's a really beefy anime. It's got a lot of different seasons from the look of it, each with its own kind of theme. So an interesting project, one I don't think I'll dive into, but interesting if you are already a fan of the anime. One theme I did see, and what we'll see continuing throughout this list and the simulcasts, is actually there's one of more of a romance kind of element in some of these anime. So the next one is Senpai is an Otokonoko. And that one comes out July 4th. So this one's really early on in the series. So this one is Makoto's caught in a love triangle when Saki and Ryuji both confess. Can he navigate the chaos and have fun? So this one seems like a high school love triangle kind of early teens, kind of that awkward like puberty kind of time. So looks fun, not for me, I'm not gonna lie, but an interesting one if you do love romance. This one looks like if you're into that kind of rom-com, kind of more romantic slice of life kind of anime, this should be right up your street. There's one on this list and it's yet to be announced, and this one had much more, there was much more of these to be announced ones earlier on in the 2024 spring season. So this one had a lot more. There's only one that they've not released yet, so I'm intrigued as to what that is. There's quite a lot of hype. They've already kind of shared Tower of God and My Hero Academia. So I'm wondering what this mystery one could be and how long we're gonna wait until we see that one. But those are the season picks. I think my favourite out of those ones is got to be Tower of God. Even though I've not seen it, that one feels much more up my street when it comes to the storyline, the characters, and the overall vibe of the anime. That one seems right up my street. So should be something for everyone in that. It's quite a mix. There's an isekai romance, there's superhero kind of shonen, there's kind of a rom-com and kind of that weird Monogatari series. I don't really know what that sits into, but a great little series for anyone wanting to dive into something a little bit more beefy, I guess. But let's dive into simulcast and we'll get started in some of the series I'm really excited to see this season. Hello everyone, I just thought I'd pop in here real quick just to tell you all about Crunchyroll. And Crunchyroll is my favourite platform to stream all the anime that I watch, including Naruto, One Piece, Attack on Titan, Black Clover, and a whole host more, all of which I'm probably talking about in this episode. Down in the show notes and in the description, you'll find a link to start a free trial where you'll be able to browse a whole host of thousands of anime to discover and love. So the simulcasts for the summer 2024 season are really where it's at. This is like the filling of the sandwich. There's so much in this list, and there's nine yet to be announced. So this one looks to be like a mega lineup starting from July. So super exciting. There's so much in here, and there's so much new anime that there's just so much to kind of get to grips with, and so much to kind of choose from, and there's something for everyone. And I know I say that every single time, I say that every season, but this one really has a lot in it that I'm really excited to kind of add to my list. So we'll dive through some of them and we'll see which ones you like the most. The first one that I'm really excited about is called Atri, My Dear Moments, and this one comes out on my birthday on July 13th. And this one is all about a boy and a mysterious robot girl who live an unforgettable summer in a world mostly submerged underwater. And that one grabs me mostly because of the robot girl. That one gives me like Chobits kind of vibes, if anyone knows that anime and that manga. But this one sounds really interesting. The world kind of submerged, mostly underwater, and the idea of the robot girl, is she semi-aquatic? How does that work? But this one sounds really interesting. Again, it does come out on my birthday, so maybe that's a sign that I should really check this one out as a bit of a birthday anime. But this one looks really interesting. But let me tell you that anime looks, from the trailer, it looks absolutely gorgeous. It looks like one of the most stunning anime that we'll see this season, and it's one of the most interesting stories. It's got that kind of environmental impact from it. It's when you watch the trailer, the very short trailer, it's all about the sea level rise and that it never ever went down, and that it's just continuing to rise, kind of enveloping more and more land as it kind of rises, and people are kind of forced to undertake this and kind of navigate this new kind of world that's mostly underwater for them now. So it looks absolutely amazing, and this is one that I honestly cannot wait for this one to come out. The next one on this list is one that I'm super unsure about whether I want to add it to my list, and if I do add it, how high it'll go up because of the kind of, not because of the story, but because it's kind of animal human kind of concept. So this one is called Bye Bye Earth, and this one comes out on July 12th. Again, no time, but just July 12th. And this one says that Belle LeBlanc, or LeBlanc? Something like that. Belle tries to find herself after being born the only human in a world of anthropomorphic animals. So this one, you know, when they're kind of like an animal, but they look more human and act more human, but they've actually got like cat ears and stuff. That kind of vibe. And this one looks a bit like a reverse isekai. So again, yes, in theory, I should really like this anime because it's kind of like this girl that's the only human in this world, and the rest are kind of like these humanoid animals, but she kind of tries to not escape, I guess, but tries to find out where she's from properly and find others like her, which are just a regular human, not the kind of humanoid kind of animal. But it looks really interesting. Again, because it's a new age anime, the animation is gorgeous to look at. It looks great. But I'm not sure how high this will be on my list. But it's intrigued me enough to even include it in this podcast episode. So that's something, I guess. But I'm really interested to see how this one will go. This may be one that I do the 3-episode trial and kind of see. But I do also hate having anime on my list that I've not finished. I do hate that. Whether I don't like the anime or not, I really don't like not having an anime finished. But interesting one if you like kind of the more true, through and through fantasy, playful fantasy with the humanoid animal kind of vibe. So one that's more of a niche one, I would say, but one that's intrigued me from this original lineup. So I mentioned earlier on in this episode that there will be some romantic kind of elements, and there are two that have already struck a chord with people that have seen this, and they're not for me, let's say that. However, they are interesting, and I don't know what my thoughts are. I don't know how to share my thoughts with this one. One is called Days with My Stepsister, and this one comes out July 4th, so again, really early on in the series. And this one is, it toes an interesting line, let's say that. This one is, an unlikely love story begins when Yuta's dad remarries and his new stepsister is the cutest girl in school. So it's a little bit like forbidden love, essentially. Let's say it that way. It's a bit like a forbidden love story, and on the face, sounds interesting. I'm not sure it's for me because of the cat's eye, like incest kind of vibe to it. I'm not really sure about any of that. But again, if you love a romantic story, maybe this could be for you. And then along this similar kind of line is Love is Indivisible by Twins. The poster on this one looks like it's a lot of fan service. I'm not going to lie about that one. It does look like a lot of fan service, this one. But this one comes out July 10th, and this one is all about a high school boy who is in love with two girls who happen to be twins and his childhood friends. So again, that is similar to that kind of love triangle story that we talked about earlier on. So if you're into your romantic anime, this season has so much content for you, so you should be eating really well this season. This next one I had to include just because of the YouTube channel and the new direction for the podcast. This one is called Mayonaka Punch. This one comes out on July 8th, and this one is all about join Masaki and Live on their quest to hit 1 million subscribers on their new Tube channel. So essentially, it's about YouTubers. So this one I found interesting just because of my newfound YouTuberness. And this one I think I probably will check out just for the pure novelty of how I'm doing this. And it's an anime about that, other people doing it. So interesting, I think I will be checking this out. And the poster actually looks really interesting. It looks kind of like this duality of, it looks like the same girl, but kind of this darker version of her that's coming through as well. So I'm interested in that story as a whole and how that kind of story looks fairly generic to the poster compared to it. So really, really interested in that one. Mayonaka Punch on July 8th. One anime that is returning again this season, and one that I really, really wish I'd started when I said I wanted to start it, if I'm honest, and I never did, and I still don't know why, because I say that every time, but it is Sengoku Yoku, and this one comes out on July 17th. This one is like the season 2, I believe, and this one has already kind of confirmed from the trailers that there are going to be 3 seasons kind of as a minimum for this. It's already kind of said what chapters it's going to do. It's been very transparent with how it's producing all of this. This one is all about demons and humans continue to clash as a thousand demons chaos arc begins in Sengoku Yoku. So a really interesting one. The poster for this one is what really, really drew me in. And that's the same for the first season as well. The poster artwork and the actual trailers really drew me in. And I've been kind of waiting to find that spot to really start this one and really give it the attention I really want to give this series. So I think once I've got some more kind of tied off, like Kaiju, Bartender, once Demon Slayer is kind of tied off as well, I think I will start this one. It's not on the bucket list, but it is on my actual list of anime I want to watch this year. So I'm interested in this one. It's got that kind of mystical, kind of old Japan vibe. So those are absolutely so far down my kind of like tick list for anime that I know I'll enjoy. So definitely one to check out if you're into that kind of demon, old Japan kind of spiritual, mystical kind of vibe. And kind of carrying on with that isekai vibe that we spoke about earlier on, one that I actually really cannot wait to start, and purely because of the style of it, is Quality Assurance in Another World. And this one starts on July 5th, so we don't have to wait long for this one at all. This one is all about a QA debugger saves a girl from a dragon, sparking her curiosity. Together, they seek the world's true nature. And this one, if you're a fan of the Zelda games, you'll kind of get what I mean when I kind of say it instantly reminded me of Zelda and the Legend of Zelda games, all the kind of not it's not got a lot of nods to that, but the actual style of the characters, the style of the animation, the style of the kind of patterns that they have on them, it really reminded me of Zelda, and that is partly why I kind of want to watch this series. It's kind of it feels like almost like a video game, and the kind of poster itself has this kind of like blocky digital kind of look to it, alongside this kind of really old, kind of really true through and out kind of fantasy vibe, where there's no technology, it's all like going to get firewood, fighting a monster, and coming back and eating a dragon. You know, it's that kind of vibe. So really interested in this one. And the main character is kind of like this like stocky buff kind of guy instead of like this kind of teenager, which is really interesting. And it's not a girl with big boobs this time for an isekai, so that's also a nice change. But yeah, definitely one to check out if you're into that kind of traditional isekai, but also one to watch if you look like you're a Zelda fan. One that doesn't have a trailer yet, and again, it comes out on July 2nd. So this one is one of the very first ones to come out this season, is Tatsuketsu, Fate of the Majority. And this one looks like some kind of survival, almost horror kind of vibe anime. So I cannot wait to see a trailer for this one. This one is all about a student who finds himself in a game of survival as half of the human population disappears each night. And the poster for this one looks a little bit like the anime that's got the yellow, the like scary doll face, and it's got the kids doing like challenges to see who's going to survive. I forgot what that's called, but if you know, you know. It's that anime. And it kind of feels like that kind of vibe. The poster has like a laptop that has yes or no on it, so there's obviously some kind of choice and some kind of game going on. That one really interests me. So again, I'm a fan of all things spooky and horror, so this one feels right up my street. And this one comes out on July 2nd. So if you're into that kind of darker side of anime and darker side of storytelling, this one should be right up your street. So without me going through much more on this in so much detail, I definitely recommend going over on to Crunchyroll. There's a link down in the show notes where you can start your free trial, but also check out the list of anime on there as well. There are a lot of returning series such as Nier Automata, V1.VA, hardest anime name to say ever. That one is in Core 2. We've got Our Last Crusade or The Rise of a New World Season 2. We've got Shy Season 2. We've got The Cafe Terrace and It's Goddess Season 2. There's a lot of returning series, so a lot of fans will be super happy with a lot of returning series. And obviously, we've got the series such as One Piece and Reincarnated as a Slime, those kind of ones continuing with their continuing simulcast for the rest of the season as well. One Piece won't end forever, I don't think. That'll always be on this list, which I'm always happy about. Anyone that knows me knows I'm a huge fan of One Piece, so massive win there. But this one looks to be a great season. It looks to be a season full of fantasy, a lot of love stories, a lot of anime that seems quite varied, and anime that seems quite similar in type with that kind of big isekai fantasy and romance kind of genres. But there's some really interesting ones like the new Chuba one, the Tetsu kind of horror looking kind of one. So there's a lot of interesting ones. I can't wait for a lot of these to start, and these ones are ones I'll more or less start straight away as soon as they come out on that day. A lot of them are kind of dissipated throughout the month, so it gives us a lot of time to finish off anime before these ones start. So you can kind of plan and think ahead of what anime you want to be watching. When does that come out? What's it look like? You know, I'll be doing a post on my Instagram and TikTok that kind of show the schedule for these anime coming out. So there's links below in the show notes and descriptions for my social media. So do go check those out today. You can kind of keep an eye out on what is coming out, what day, what time. So definitely do use those as a little bit of resource. As always, remember to give a like, follow, all that good stuff. It really does support the show in ways you can't imagine. They are free to do, they take seconds, and it honestly helps the show out a whole bunch. So thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for chilling out with me today. Enjoy all the anime you're going to be watching. Let me know if you have any more anime recommendations, what you're looking forward to do for the summer 2024 season starting in July. And I'll see you next week for another week of anime. Thank you so much and enjoy. Happy anime watching.